Praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Today is Constitution Day. What a great day. If you are registered to vote, would you please stand up? If you're, you know, you have to be 18 if you're registered to vote. If you're, okay, it appears that every adult, if you're not, ushers, please hand them a voter registration. We have, if they're seated, that would be people who, we have Llano County and Burnett County registration forms here. If you need one, we just want to make that available to you because we believe in the Constitution around here. You may be seated. And so the voice of the church is essential. When you vote, you're sowing your seed. And so you literally put yourself in an ark. No matter who wins, you're going to win. Now this time we're going to win. And we've already won. I know you've probably seen some of the news that Mr. Paxton is free. Thank you, Jesus. And so I was thanking the Lord for that. And yeah, this is who we are. So, you know, I was thanking the Lord for that. And the Lord said something fun to me. He said, aren't you glad you have Texas? And I said, yes, sir, I'm glad that I have Texas. Amen. So good things are happening. There are a lot of things breaking loose that I know you can see. And a lot of people standing up for truth. We stand up for truth. We are, we're going to go with the Bible. And I would tell you, vote Bible. You know, there's a lot of people that say, well, if we love, love will correct. Yeah. Love will tell the truth. So I'll tell you this, every type of person is invited to Victory Church, but it will not change what we stand for.
Right.
It will not change that. Right. So if they can stand it, they'll love being here, but if they can't, yeah. We're going to vote Bible. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Let's open to Proverbs 3:9 and we'll receive our offering. It's been a glorious weekend. I'm telling you, Patty preached a word yesterday to the women. It was so good. And then it poured down rain on us till we had a river down Broadway. Some of us had to run out in it, but we didn't care. And I just want to give a shout out to Pardinalis Electric because our electric went out and it came right back up pretty quick. So I'm grateful for PEC. They know what they're doing. All right. Are you there? Proverbs 3:9. This day is going to be a little different. So put your seatbelt on here. Okay. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. So honor the Lord. So you're honoring the Lord by giving him your first fruits. That means you do it first. Honor means that you delegate authority. If you honor someone, you're like, now this morning, Journey helped me prepare something we're going to do later. And, interesting, when we're walking back, he helped me. We had a great conversation. He was asking me about the Constitution and we were talking about it and while we were doing preparing things, and then we walked back in here, and when we got to that door, it was closed, and he stopped. He opened the door and backed up for me to go through. Now, Journey's 7. Wow. Right? 7? 8. He's 8 now. Okay, that's right. Honor. Yes. He honored a lady. He honored the pastor. He honored. It's as simple as that. He preferred me to go through the door first. Somebody must have taught him that. That's beautiful. So when you honor God with your finances, you give him authority over them. He shows you what to do. He leads you in it. 1 Samuel 2:30 says, I will honor them that honor me. So if you honor God with your finances, he receives them, and then he honors you, and good things happen with your finances. If you choose to do the honorable thing, if we choose to live by the word, then the honor of God holds us up. And we do that. We choose to live by the word. Notice there that it said first fruits. Now, not second and not leftovers. Right. Amen. Yeah. And so Exodus 22:29 says, you shall not delay to offer the first of your ripe produce and your juices. The first fruit of your sons you shall, the firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. That's what God did, didn't he?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He gave us. Amen. So it says, you shall not delay. So, you know, delay, we've been rebuking the spirit of delay. Because delay can actually be a bad thing. The thing about it is when you sow delay, you reap delay. And so that's out of God's hands. So, and it's not this way, church. It's not this. Get this out of your thinking. Well, you delayed me, so I'll delay you. That's not how the kingdom works. The kingdom is working on a system, on a cycle. And so it's like seed time and harvest. It's about the ground bringing forth, the spiritual ground bringing forth that God has already set up. He already set up a capital L-O-R-D, and it's working. And so He's not going to adjust that. That's on your side. I've heard this said by several preachers. They said that when something went wrong, they went to God and said, well, you can't miss it, so it must be me.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That's what I say to the Lord. Okay, where am I missing it, Lord? Amen. And so many times what happens is by slipping the first opportunity in expectation of another opportunity, we allow Satan to cheat us out of time. And so we promise that we're going to do it when it's more convenient, and then, you know, that more convenient time never comes. And so we end up omitting instead of delaying. Oh, yeah, I was going to give. I know the Lord prompted me to give to that, but I just, you know, I'll just do it later. And then you forget about it, which is real easy to do now. So we need to make this important. And you know, we understand that loving the Lord, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, it does include finances. Strength would be the finances. So, just as we honor him with our worship, we honor him with our respect, our obedience, we honor him with first fruits. And so, they say if we do, that the rest will be blessed. Who says that? They do. He does. He says we will be blessed. So today we're going to honor without delay. And he'll respond with honor and without delay, because he's good that way. Hey, just see what I just did there? That was a rhyme. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know this. We know this stuff. This is not new to us, Lord. If there's delay or lack of manifestation, Lord, we just go back and look at the last thing you told us to do. Lord, wherever we've missed it today, we ask you to forgive, and we plead the blood of Jesus over it. We choose to obey you without delay. Thank you, Lord, that every delay or increase that we've experienced is now removed. Any delay or increase that we haven't gotten what was supposed to come. Let me say it like that. I felt like I wasn't clear on that. We thank you that we plead the blood of Jesus, and we start again. We honor you with our finances, with our tithes and offerings. And Father, I know you already did some of that during that worship session. We exalted you, and you are exalting us. So we exalt you right now with our finances in Jesus' name. Come on, brothers and sisters. Glory to God. Thank you for serving the people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to give via text message, text to VCHL in the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. You can give cash. You can give check. You can give whatever you need to, any way you need to give, including Pony Express, and we will water your horse and send them back to you. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. It's a good day. Y'all happy?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, when I went, I felt y'all go, come on. Come on. I felt it. It's like, she's going to prophesy. Someone said to me, you know, when Pastor Roxanne is going to prophesy, she'll start going, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, it's a way to download it, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing.
Yeah.
You good, Rachel? All right. Well, I'm not going to prophesy, but I'm going to tell you something. I was walking through the house, and watch this.
Sanctifying Secular Songs, Part 21. Today we're going to do September
by Earth, Wind, and Fire, because it's the month of September, obviously.
It's the 21st Sanctifying Secular Songs that we're doing.
That's right.
Maybe instead of September, you do Surrender.
That might be the only word that works.
The very first time you surrender.
How can we sanctify Badia?
God, God,
say that I surrender.
We say it twice.
Anyway,
right, shall we?
Yeah, we're not far enough. Let's do this.
Lord, I remember.
See, y'all are all smiling now. Now, see, I was walking through the house there, and Danny was over there working, and I don't know why that's Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know. And I was going, "Do you remember?" And I was kind of dancing around, and she got tickled at me dancing, and she got up and started. She said, "I don't know what Pastor is doing, but he's in there. Do you remember?" And so she's dancing. And then so yesterday, she sends me that and says, for your listening pleasure. So God turns all songs good. Now, what I did was, because I know you're a holy group, I checked the words of that song just in case it would get in your, drop into you. They're all clean and good. Okay. It's about celebrating. So, September, praise the Lord. The year's just going by fast. Thank God for the rain. And, you know, just being in September on the calendar is really interesting. And speaking of calendars, I'm really a little concerned about them. Their days are numbered. And so about calendars, you know, did you hear the one about the man who stole the Advent calendar? He got 25 days. Man, I should have had you back on the drums on this. So another guy who worked at the calendar factory got fired. He took a day off. Why are calendar puns so bad? Because they're always so weak and dated. That's a better one? Praise the Lord. You see what I did there? Y'all see what I did there? Praise the Lord. God is good. So, if we're on the Lord's calendar, and we are in a new year. Thank you, Jesus. So in the West here, we're on a Gregorian calendar, and we go by that. So January is, you know, Happy New Year. But if we're on the Jewish calendar, they're on a lunar calendar. And so their new year started on Friday, and it's called, now if you're going to say it in Texas, you have to say Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah, it would be their day. And it started. Rosh means head. And so, it's the head of the year. And, actually on Rosh Hashanah, one of our friends from Israel texted Deb and started communicating with her, and he said, Shana Tova. Shana Tova. That means sweet new year. Sweet new year. Okay. Shana Tova. And so, we like that. And so, you know, that the holidays and the Sabbaths always start at sundown with the Jewish people. Their days start at 6 p.m. and they go on through to the next. So everything starts in the evening. It's a little bit of a different world in Israel than what we're used to. I can tell you, and I was warning the girls, they're about to go with Billy over there, that if you're there on the Sabbath day and you're on a top floor in an elevator, you're going to stop at every floor because they will not push buttons on the Sabbath day. That's how strict it is. That elevator is set to stop on every floor. They just will honor God to that extreme. I think it's kind of beautiful myself. I know we're not under legalism, but I do think that it's sweet that they are so devoted to Jehovah. Now Rosh Hashanah lasts for 2 days, but it's actually the beginning of a 10-day event where the Jewish people are reflecting and they're repenting. And the last day would be Yom Kippur. And so that's the two holy days. So these are called the days of awe. The days of A-W-E, the days of awe. And so it's about reflection and repentance. And now, prophetically speaking, a lot of things happen in this season. Prophetically speaking, now y'all know this, but let me just say this so we can put this on record. Prophetically speaking, the Moeds or the Moedim, the set times, the feast of God, okay, the feast of the Lord. This is the season of the last feast of the Lord. And prophetically speaking, it hasn't come to pass yet. We have seen Passover, Jesus, the Passover lamb. We have seen Pesach, not Pesach, that's Passover. We have seen, what's that? Pentecost. We've seen that happen. That's actually the day for the Jews. That's the day when the law was given. For us, it was the day when the Holy Ghost was poured out.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, but we haven't seen these harvests yet because they're about the return of Jesus. But so we all get excited every September because one day in heaven, when we're all there together and we're walking by each other, going to listen to the Apostle Paul or Jesus or someone else preach, Pastor John, whoever, we're going to walk by each other, give each other a high five and say, do you remember? Because it'll be this time of year, I believe, that we will meet him in the sky. When the sun rises in the east. Praise the Lord. Okay, now, so in this time, if you've ever followed what goes on in the world, you see cycles change. Yep. They always change in September. A lot of things happen in September and November that are pretty amazing. And so, I believe that we are in a seasonal change right now. And so now we've already seen that the devil has overplayed his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And we see evil being exposed, and we've seen people that are blind waking up.
Yeah.
And because of the extremeness, we see people who've just kind of slept through and just kind of said silly things like they believe the news all the time. Yeah, praise the Lord. Things like that. They've been just kind of rocked to sleep. We see people waking up. And I know at times you wonder, well, what's taking so long? At least I do. I'm ready for darkness to just be pushed out, you know, particularly out of America. But the truth is it took a long time to rock everyone to sleep. And so, they're being awakened. And, in fact, I'll just say this to all of us. We probably all need to be dug out of something. There's probably some things in us that we are not aware of, some truths that we need to know. And so, maybe we've been sleepy, and I just declare that we all wake up because we're in the Great Awakening. And I don't know if you've been watching any kind of Christian news or anything, but there have been Wow, things going on all over America on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
I mean, all kinds of things. In Portugal, things are going on, different countries. There's outpouring right now. You know, if you're watching the news, you're just hearing what the political candidates are talking about and some of the bad stuff that's happened, the fires and things like that. But God has been pouring out his spirit. And the army of God is just getting stronger. So, you know, we need to check ourselves out because it's so easy to judge others by their behavior and then we judge ourselves by our good intentions. So, amen. So let's just start the season out right. And I'm going to tell you how to do it. Let's win.
Yeah.
Let's win.
Yeah.
And yeah, perhaps you're thinking this, well, I told God I want to win, but he's holding back.
Oh, no.
Well, see, it doesn't work that way, actually. He told you that you were the victor.
That's right.
He told you that you were the winner.
That's right.
You're going to have to participate with him. You're going to have to get on his plan. He's already ahead of you. The king has already played his gambit. He has a plan. He's on the board. He's moving right now. In this particular season, he has a certain way that he's moving. Former and latter reign together. Amen. He's moving and he's flowing in some areas and we need to get in on them. Now, church, we're a faith church. So I would ask you, to live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about that. But let's just join God and get in the will of God for this season. Now, for the Jews, what they would do, there's three things that they would do at this time. It's a time of revelation where God is revealing things. I would say that's true right now. Revelation from the Word and revelation is who's been doing what. Okay, yeah, praise the Lord. And then it is also a time to be proclaiming that the king is coming. And that's what they're doing. Listen, Deb and I were watching what was going on down in the old city on a YouTube, and they're down there singing songs, and it reminded me that a few years ago, sometime, I'm going to say 2010 or 11, we'll have to look it up. But the most popular secular song in Israel was Mashiach, Mashiach. Remember that? Y'all remember that? You remember that song? Go look it up. They were all singing about the king coming because see, they're still expecting, the Messiah to come, and he will. And some of the brilliant Jews say, when he gets here, we'll ask him, sir, have we met you before? And so, praise the Lord, you'll get that in a minute. And then, so the third thing would be showing their willingness to follow God. Are you willing to follow God? We used to sing an old song in the church, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, I still sing it to myself. There's no turning back, I'm following Jesus. And so they're following Jehovah. And so same God, same Bible, and they're going to see Messiah. but I believe that this is not just another yearly season. I don't think we're going to stay the same in this season. We are at the end of a cycle. I say it again. And I believe that in this new spiritual season, it's going to be a new prophetic season. A time when greater things are going to be added to what we already know and what we already possess. Amen. So a time when evil will see its day. And I think certain situations are going to line up with that. And I think you all know what I mean by that. Now, when God was ready to change a culture or a climate, of anything, he began positioning a prophetic voice, and I'm not talking about just a prophet. He did, for example, John the Baptist. He positioned John. We'll just do New Testament here or Gospels here. He positioned a prophet. You see it all through the old. Even the older prophets were prophesying way ahead of time. Isaiah.
Yeah.
I mean, that book's cut right in half. old and new, right? Okay, so, but God positions a voice, a prophetic voice, right? And so all of us are to use the prophetic unction that the Holy Spirit provides us with. All of us are to use that prophetic unction. So we speak from this prophetic unction. It has the power to change climates and cultures. Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Are y'all here?
Yeah.
Y'all need to stand up and wave around or something? Okay. Praise the Lord. Because you got to get this. So this isn't, well, Pastor, you're the one that prophesies. Now just wait a minute. You're the prophet of your own life. And so you're going to have to say something. And when voices are joined together, we can create one voice, a certain frequency, and get things done.
Oh, wow.
And I don't mean frequency like New Agey stuff. I'm talking about God stuff.
Right.
Where we're flowing in what God has. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So, now this is what happened when he's changing climates and cultures. This is what happened to Ezekiel with the dry bones. Remember the bones?
Yes.
Prophesied to the dry bones, you know? So he spoke into the atmosphere and it changed the atmosphere. Now, if you don't get anything else that I say, I want you to hear what I'm saying to you right now. When Ezekiel comes there with God and God's telling him what to do, here's the question. Would he prophesy what his eyes were seeing, which was death and hopelessness, or would he prophesy what his ears were hearing in the spirit?
Mm.
Whatever he would prophesy would determine the future of the nation.
Yeah. Wow.
You better hear me right now, because what you start saying is what you're going to have in this season. It's cranked up right now. It's turned up right now. It's all turned up right now. And you've got the power to create some beautiful future if you want to. Even in the midst of all the stuff, you can have a great hand in this. And hey, how about if it's not just for yourself?
That's good. That's good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to say it again because I want you to go home with this part. Would he prophesy what his eyes are seeing, which was death and hopelessness, or would he prophesy what his ears were hearing in the spirit, or what's written in the word, we would say, and the spirit. So that's what's going to change the future. So it's your prayer life, your conversation, and your confessions. And we know we need to get a hold of this or it would have rained a lot sooner. Praise the Lord. Okay, so you're either pushing what you want away or you're pulling in what you're creating by your words. You gotta get that. So, man, your ears are probably so tuned to some things that when you hear people, I had someone the other day tell me this dessert that they loved, and they said this. Oh, it's just to die for. And this is one of my relatives said this, and I was like, what? I can't believe that just came out of your mouth, because they're faith people. And I was like, what? It just hurt my ears to hear that. We don't say things like that. You're like, well, that shouldn't matter. They were just jesting. Really? Because you need to practice in life what you're going to be doing constantly. And if you practice, I'm afraid, and I'm this, and I'm that, and complaining, and all that, that's exactly what you... Listen, thank you. Complaining is anointed with darkness. It is anointed with darkness, with the dark stuff, and it's going to take you where it wants you to go. That was right off the top of the Holy Ghost right there. But worship, exalting God, believing God. How's your weekend? Great, I'm excited.
Amen.
That's a different story. Amen. Jim Ritchie, one of my dear friends out in Raton, New Mexico, when something pops up in their bodies or something, and they'll walk into the kitchen that morning and look at each other and say, just say no.
Yeah.
They won't even voice it. They just say no. And, you know, you can hear when, you can almost tell when someone's hurting or something, you know, and had an opportunity to be with him. And I could tell he was just a little off his game. And so I said, what's wrong? Nothing. He wouldn't go there. No, praise the Lord, he wouldn't go there. And so finally, about 5 weeks later, after he's healed, he told me that something was hurting on him. But he wasn't going to give any voice to it at all. He just wasn't willing to give any. Are you giving voice to your lack? Are you giving voice to how the kids aren't minding? Are you giving voice to what you don't have? Amen. I didn't intend to say that, but something about that just needs to be said today. So anyway, you're the prophet of your own life. And, you know, we have a team of prayers in the church, and they're called the thermostats. Have you heard of them? Okay, so they pray with us online on Mondays and Thursdays, and then they pray here in the house on Tuesdays. Powerful team of people praying the Word of God. And so it's actually a closed meeting. We do not invite people that don't pray, and we do not invite people outside the church except for two other churches, one being my friend Jim and the other Pastor Casey and Parrish's church, because we are their pastors, and I want them included in on that. So we have these prayers, and Jim Ritchie, I guess he's in the sermon today. Here he goes again. He actually named us the thermostats. I think he heard a word I preached about the thermostats or something. Now, how many of y'all know what a thermostat is? You have one at your house? It sets the temperature. It sets the climate.
Right.
And it's right there under your nose. That's your thermostat. You are the thermostat. You're not the thermometer.
Right.
If you're a thermometer, you tell what the temperature is. But if you're a thermostat, you set the climate where you want it to go. Where you want it to go. Where God wants it to go. Now, I always tell y'all the truth and be candid about these things. I got a rebuke from the Lord. I had some investments, and I was looking at the investments, and I kind of invited Deb in on investments, and sometimes I just like to share all that, and Amanda and Danny and John are very aware of this. I'm like, look at this. This is doing good. And this, you know, so I had some investments, and so I shared some, and I found myself sitting at my desk, and I heard myself say this on the inside. I sure do hope those investments, go up and provide something. And the Lord is like, he stepped up right behind me and he said, hey, I placed you in those, because I don't invest in anything that he didn't tell me to. I placed you in those, and if I put you in those, you set the thermostat for them. So you're going to have to talk it. You're going to have to put that on how you want that business to turn out. You're going to have to put that on how you want that relationship to turn out. You're going to have to put that on how you want your body to turn out. You're going to have to set the thermostat for your life. Amen. For your relationships. For all you have. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. Names are important. They set a thermostat over your life. Yeah. Amen. That's right. They will. Okay, I probably shouldn't go there. Okay, but y'all know that. So, now, this is not different than the dry bones here. Prophesy to the dry bones, live. We don't agree with things as they are. We prophesy and they'll prosper, right? Prosperity being the ability to take God's ability and bless mankind or bless the situation. So we remove the valleys, we take down the mountains, the bumps, so that the King of Glory can come in, like John the Baptist did, right? He prophesied, there's one coming, didn't he? and he began to prophesy in the earth. The voice of one crying in where? A wilderness, because he's going to make it good so that the kingdom can come in. The one who reigns in the kingdom can come in. So if you're going to have kingdom come in, you're going to have to talk. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. On this piece of dirt with a little mud, this little water mixed in, so mud here. On this body, this vessel of clay, thy kingdom come. Amen. Interesting enough, he's living on the inside of you. Amen. But you're going to have to say it. You're going to have to talk it. Complaining is agreeing with darkness. Now, we recently studied that we were the little anointed ones, didn't we? We do that about once a year. We talk about being anointed, and there's just things that pastors need to bring up all the time. And one of the things is that we're Christians.
Right.
We're Christians. And as little Christians, as little Christ, we know that God used words to create first. He used them to communicate, but he used them to create and change things. So that's what we use them for. Listen, do you realize that Jesus had to use certain words because he is so heavily anointed, and he is, although he came as Son of Man, I mean, it's in there, okay? And so he actually had to quote Psalm 22:1 to die. You realize that? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He had to get God to turn his back because God would not do that without a word. Now, I just made that real to somebody right there. God's not going to do it without a word. So now what's cool about this is he had already spoken about his resurrection in John 2:19. He said, Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. So that's in place. So now he bowed his head and died after he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? So God, remember the scripture in Isaiah prophesied for one moment, I turned my head from you, one moment. So that's when all of it was finished for us. And then he comes back and he resurrects Jesus by the power of the word that the Holy Ghost spoke through Jesus. And for us, this is all scripture. Now, if you would, let's talk about the dry bones for a minute. Let's go to Ezekiel 37:1, and I'm going to read way down in there. Amen. So it'll be on the screen, and then you can either that or you can actually open your Bible there. Ezekiel 31:7. Dry bones. 37:1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. That's a good line. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said unto them, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. Now Ezekiel was a prophet with the power of the Spirit coming on him. You are a son of God with the power of God living in you. The Spirit of God lives in you. So you're even more equipped than Ezekiel or Isaiah or any of the prophets of old, because you actually have Holy Spirit living on the inside of you right now. Praise the Lord. So, three things to start off this season with. And you need to talk about it to yourself and prophesy it. First of all, get fresh revelation. And when I say get fresh revelation, I'm talking about stuff you may already know and you remember mentally, but that you eat it again, that you get nourishment from it again. Right. Amen. And then, start proclaiming the coming of the King. Start talking about him. Amen. You know, he may not show up today in the rapture, but he's coming. And he's coming right now, and he's bringing part of himself in every revelation that you get. He's doing it right now. Every spiritual encounter. And truth be told, he's coming very soon. He's coming. He's coming. I've lived long enough to see it. You say, oh, every grandmother says that. Hey, read the Bible. The fig tree. 1948 became a nation. Watch the trees, the word said. Jesus, the word said. Consider the fig tree. 1948, Israel became a state. This generation shall not pass away. So, I was born not too long after that. Well, you know, a little ways after that. Praise the Lord. Up into the next stuff. Praise the Lord. So, and you could just tell by looking at, you could tell the season. Now, we don't know the day. Jesus doesn't know the day. Only Father knows when this is going to happen. Well, why doesn't Jesus know the day? Because he would tell us. Now, so it's actually time then. The other thing is it's time for us to show our willingness to follow. These are the three things that Jewish people do at this time. It's a, I'm willing to follow. I'm willing to go where God wants me to go. I'm willing to do what God wants me to do. And so we're going to do that in just a moment. Moses sent spies into the promised land, right? Amen. And look at your neighbor and say, wake up. Wakey, wakey. You got to get this part. Are y'all, do y'all go to sleep on Saturday nights? Come on, man. Do you remember?
Praise God.
Let's pause here. In my mind's eye, last night when I was thinking about what we would do at church today, I saw that song coming on and everybody jumping up and dancing. In my mind's eye, that's what I saw. You and me would do it. See, it's interesting. Now, I have to refer to this because the party of the year was at Sandy's house. And we were wild when we were winning, weren't we? I mean, we were, whoa, and a high five and everything. And Amanda threw those darts and popped the, you know, and she's going to be trying out for the Astros. And, you know, just all these things we're doing. And I just whooped those kids at ping pong. And everybody, you know, we're, oh, oh, oh. I mean, we're having a good, you know. And then the games are starting to come on. And everybody's exciting and jumping up and down. And you know, having a good time. You know, we're winning right now.
That's right.
We're winning right now.
Amen.
Well... Hallelujah. So Moses sends his spies into the promised land. And they come back with two things. They come back with fruit and a report. Okay, so they came back with two things. They came back with fruit and a report. The fruit was wonderful, but there were giants over there. So now the two reports provoked tension in the hearts of Israel. And so they have a promised land. They were led there. They know that God wants them to have it. But then at the same time, it requires something they weren't expecting. So this was an opportunity for them to position themselves to take possession of the land. Did you hear me? You have to position yourself to take possession. And how do you position yourself? I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm being very redundant about this. It's that hole under your nose.
Right.
Position yourself. Okay. So they're going to position themselves. Now, for them, they didn't want to pay the price, and they ended up staying in the wilderness for 40 years. Only the two who said we can take the land went in, and they are Joshua and Caleb. Okay, now, so question, what is fruit? Fruit is a succulent plant, but it's also the effect or consequence of an action or an operation. Am I right? So, and I'll explain, when we eat an apple, we're eating what an apple tree worked to produce. Right? Yeah. So my peach tree tried, and it produced some little peaches for my squirrels to eat. And I just praise the Lord that those little fellows got some food. Okay, now, but an apple tree will produce a fruit there. So in a spiritual sense, when we steward what we're given, hear me, when we steward what we're given, and we do it correctly, when we steward what we're given, then by the help of grace, we will experience in those areas breakthrough, which is also fruit.
Amen.
Come on. Okay. So now what's a report? There's the fruit. Now what's the report? Well, it's an account of facts and the things that we see and hear. Okay. So now here's the thing. Just like Moses, you can receive a fruit and a report at the same time. This is where we are today. Fruit and report. Okay? So, we pray for people to get healed. Okay? Now, we see people get totally whole. Some people walk out of here just totally free of pain, and then some don't. You're either going to focus on the fruit or the report. Right? Now, fruit and report. So how do we steward breakthrough then? Instead of looking at the factual report of the strength of the sickness, which is attacking some, we focus on the fruit of healing others. Focus on the fruit, not the giants. Amen. So what fruit, with fruit comes responsibility. Anytime we have equal affection for fruit and report. Come on. Anytime we have equal affection for the fruit and the report, then what happens is we create options. And when we create options, we become divided. So I don't think we realize the effect of the simple decision in our daily lives that you're going to have to look at the fruit being produced instead of the report. We used to sing an old song back before y'all were born. Whose report will you believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. Hey! Thanks for always singing with me, buddy. Okay. So, anyway. So you're going to, you know, we're going to have, it causes us to cope with the problem rather than taking a stance that is directly aimed at defeating the problem. If you focus on the fruit, you'll defeat the problem. If you focus on the good that happened, that's what's going to build your momentum. This is for the preachers here. In the old days, for the pastoral staff, in the old days, me and Deb would leave and go, Well, so-and-so wasn't there. Well, so-and-so wasn't there. Well, I wonder where so-and-so was. We're looking at the problem.
Yeah.
And we started then going, celebrate with the ones that come. Praise the Lord. Celebrate with the ones that are your friend. Celebrate when you made the money. Celebrate when you got a client. Look at that. Not the ones who turned you down. Not the ones who aren't with you, but the ones who are with you. Keep celebrating them. Keep looking at them. Keep celebrating God. He's with you. And with God, all things are possible. So start celebrating that and stop looking at the half empty glass and start looking at the glass going up. It's got to become a practice, church. You've got to be trained to do this. You've got to say, no, I'm not looking at that. No, it doesn't matter who can. Now, listen, I made a promise to God that if we had one person in this church, I would come and preach to them. So I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm going to preach. I'm going to preach. If just Gabe comes, I'm just going to preach to Gabe. And he's going to do like this. So cutely as he does. Precious, good-looking man. Now. But yeah, probably some others in here agree with that too. I'm not looking. Okay, now, so, what we have here is that you have to understand there's an enemy. He's gonna pull you back and try to get you to look at the negative stuff. That's his job, and he's self-employed. He's gonna try to get you to look at the junk. So, you got to get good at this. You can't be distracted by the bad report. Hey, have you known people that just, they keep succeeding financially? And even if something fails, they'll keep succeeding. You know, historically, when people get up to give speeches about this kind of stuff and talk about finances, and those of you who are in all the multi-level stuff, you always hear all the stuff to try to bring you up and everything. They'll talk about how Henry Ford failed, but he always came back, and all the different people, how they came back. And right now, if you watch the news, it doesn't matter what Elon Musk does. He wins. One of the reasons he's winning, because I'm praying for him. But, I mean, he keeps winning. Why? He knows something. He keeps looking at what he's done and what he's doing and how he's succeeding in that lane. It's the same right now, for us. We gotta look at what's, okay, Lord, you did this before, you'll do it again. You helped me get this, you'll do it again. You healed me before. I was laying in bed and I kept having this one pain. It's not critical or anything, but it's just this little pain. And so I was rebuking it. And then I thought, I'm really going to get on the devil's nerves right here. Lord, I just want to thank you that you healed both of my knees at one time. I want to thank you that when I was 8 months pregnant with my son, that you healed me of asthma and it never returned. I just want to thank you, Lord, that you healed me from laryngitis several times. I just want to thank you, Lord. And I just went on with the list. I had, when I worked at Victory Christian Center, I had that thing where, down under your heel plant. Yeah, what she said. Plantar fascia. I had that and I limped through all the days of working there. And one day I succeeded in receiving my healing and it never came back. Also, when I was there, I'm just telling you what the Lord has done for me. For 13 years, I was a puppeteer and a drummer at the same time. And my wrists were hurting and I had, they called it carpal tunnel. Remember that? Uh-huh. People have had that and had to have surgery. God healed me in both of that. And I could go on and go on. The two knees were healed. They were both, wanted me to have, surgery on them. Instead I went skiing.
Come on. Yeah.
And when I jumped off, the time Deb didn't push me down on this, when I jumped, sorry, buddy. when you know how sisters are here. So when I got off, the Lord just, he spoke to me, and when I hit that snow, both of my knees went, oh, okay. And here I went. Fell down about 10 times on the way down, but I skied. Praise the Lord. No, I didn't fall down that much. But so you think of all the good. All the good times you had. Well, me and my wife, we're just not loved like we used to be. I don't know what went wrong. We just quit trying. Hey, solved easy. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Start thinking about it. Start talking about it. Hey, you remember that first date? I saw you in church. I said, who's that sister? You know, start remember those things. Sometimes we have personal time with Jesse and Larry. They'll tell me the story of their relationship. It didn't grow cold.
Amen.
They keep talking about it. They keep loving it. I mean, it's there. That's just an example. It's the same way with anything in life. Your relationship with Jesus doesn't grow cold if you'll talk it. Your finances won't grow cold if you'll talk it. You'll still be in love if you'll talk it. I told him to talk to the hand until he gets this right. No. No, that honor, love, bless. You know you do this good. You know you do that good. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I this? What is that? What about this? Thank you. That bank account starts getting low. Remember when it was full. Remember when you got the big check. Remember when God favored you? Do you remember when God favored you? I remember when God favored me. They tried to drop my money down to $18 an hour and it went up to $37.50. I remember those days. I'm not going to forget those days. Right now, I still remind the spirit realm of those days because those days have to come back to me now. Now, I've been blessed. I'm blessed. I'm a debt-free person, all those things. But I'm telling you, you better start reminding yourself about these things. All right, so don't be distracted by a bad report, negative report. Thank you, Jesus. Some people take authority over diseases and boom, they're healed. You can be that person. Start counting on your healing there. Allow the fruit to lead you to the place of authority in that area. Allow the fruit to lead you to the place of authority in that area. I have authority here. I win. I say to you, this is how it's going to go down. When these guys were all new, how long y'all been here? 10, 12 years? So we were over in the little building and it started hailing outside. And so our cars were out there, you know. And so I ran to the door. I don't remember if y'all were there yet or not. But I ran to the door and I said, in the name of Jesus, stop. And the hail just stopped. And Hector went home and told Patty, said, Pastor spoke to the hail and it stopped. And now everybody in here speaks to the hail and it stopped. In fact, we spoke so good to it that if you go look at the weather reports, there's this whole line around this area where it didn't hail.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word.
Why? Because we kept looking at the fruit. Well, it stopped hailing last time we said spoke to it.
Amen.
So I know a person who drives debt-free cars. And so that person's been looking for a new car. And that person got a report about the car they're in. And so the devil came and said, looks like this time you'll have to get a loan. And that person said to me, I'm looking at the fruit. Like seven vehicles later that have all been debt-free. I'm looking at the fruit. I am not looking at the situation.
Amen.
Jesus' name. And so that person is going to show up with a debt-free new car. And it isn't going to go any other way.
Yeah.
They go to church here and I'm going to see that car right out there when the time comes. Because they have a debt-free tree of cars.
Yeah.
Because they sowed years ago into the revival capital of the world. Amen. Okay, we'll finish up here. Am I talking to you? Are you getting what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
Allow the fruit to lead you. Take sides with the fruit, so prophesy. Steward the fruit, and you're going to come through. Now, in closing, we're going to do a prophetic enactment. And because some people are new here, don't worry, you're not going to be put on stage or anything. Because some people are new here, just let me explain what a prophetic enactment is. A lot of times we say words, but when you look back over the Old Testament, a lot of times they did certain things to make certain things happen. For instance, remember when the axe head fell in? And they told the prophet that, I borrowed that and that axe is down in the bottom of the water. And he said, get some salt and throw it in. Well, the salt represented something. And the axe head rose. Y'all remember that? So they acted it out. Now, I could spend a lot of time here, but I don't need to today. A prophetic enactment simply means that you're doing something. Actually, you want to know something? Baptism is a prophetic enactment. Buried, raised.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. So, you do these certain things. You know how sometimes, we probably haven't done a lot of this here lately with, but who knows what God will do. You just act out things or do things like you receive communion and stuff in order to drive a stake in the ground. So for this year, we're going to drive a stake in the ground.
Yeah.
And from here all the way through, we are going to have a good year.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you a question, because most of you just agreed, but just for those of you that didn't catch it, from now until next September, how would you like to have a bunch of sweet victories? Now, the Jews shared apples with honey to declare a sweet new year. So we're going to do that today to start a fresh cycle. And so we are going to, this is the untouched apples, for those of you who may be concerned about germs. Untouched apples with one dot of honey on them. And how do we want to do this? You want to pass them or you want people to start coming? Okay, let's get this section right here. Please come and get it. Don't eat it yet, okay? But come get it like you're coming to get communion, and we'll start moving through this. So, Shana Tova. We're going to have a good year. We're going to have a sweet year. You know, like, Pastor, I just don't understand how we can have a very good year with all this stuff going on. Well, you need to really understand that we're winning. That's right. The lights are on a Goshen.
Yep, that's right.
This whole service, it seems to me like the Lord dedicated to you coming on up.
Yes.
You're not going to scrape the barrel anymore.
No.
You're going to overflow.
Yeah.
Well, now you don't know that. Yeah, I do know that.
Yeah.
But it's all going to depend on when you receive your apple and you declare it as a prophecy. And you call it a sweet year. Shana Tova. You call it a sweet year and put it in place that from here to when we get back to next September, I'm decreeing and declaring that we're going to look at each other and say, do you remember? We're going to remember last September that it was good. Amen. Remember it started. Remember all the success that happens.
Yeah.
Best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
Best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
Well, undefeated.
Yeah.
Relationships going right. Everything doing what it needs to do. Amen. What if some wars were done with?
Yeah.
What if some evil regimes were removed? Yes. Thank you for it, Lord. Praise God. Come on, y'all. Praise the Lord. God is good. Gonna have a lot of good things to remember. And just go back and start recounting them now. Just start recounting all the good things. All the good things that have happened to you. It's about the focus, church. It's about the focus and then your mouth. It's gonna be, well, I can't believe there's so many perverted people in this country. Well, how about if you start praying about them that they get the light?
Yeah.
Instead of complaining about them.
True. That's good.
People are turning around. I was watching interviews of people that were like, man, I tried to do this. They said that's probably who I was and all this stuff. And they said I got so messed up. But then Jesus. Then Jesus. And so people can come out of that stuff. People come out of darkness. You did.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, I didn't do that. Hey, sin is sin.
That's right.
Just come on through.
It's all under the blood.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shana Tova. We're doing this together. Hinema Tov. Unamayim. Shevet Akim. Akan Yaka. Praise the Lord. We're doing it together. It's good for brethren to dwell together. Now, so everybody have it? Okay. So we're going to bless it. You can take a bite of it and throw it away. Take it home with you. Whatever you want to do. But we're just declaring prophetically right now that we're having a sweet year. So Lord, we thank you today. Barakatai Adonai Eloheinu Melekalam Baretz Haetz. We praise you, eternal God, sovereign of the universe, creator of the fruit of the tree. We dip this and we declare a sweet year over our lives. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
See how this sounds on the microphone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have a sweet year. You're like, I'll just eat the whole thing. That's pretty good, huh? Yeah, it is the whole. Did I say that?
No, you said some eat the whole thing. Why not? It's a whole year.
Oh, yeah. Eat the whole thing for the whole year. There you go. Thank you, Ronnie. Praise the Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Shana Tova, church. Excuse my Hebrew. I ran through it so fast I messed it up, but praise the Lord. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam borei pri haetz. There. That's as close as this Texan can get. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If anyone gets honey on you, we have some wipes if you need them. I just want to publicly thank Journey Calvary. He helped me get all this together. He did a great job. He's already a servant. Let's stand up. Are you happy?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. You gonna remember? Gonna be a good, gonna be a whole good year. No matter what you see, no matter what happens, if you'll get on the God side, you'll be in Goshen. Amen. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys. Remember this September.